I packed up in a hurry. He called me in the morning as he was leaving. He called me in the morning. He didn't realize I wasn't going. And he insisted that I get on the plane and go. And so I packed up in a hurry. He called me in the morning as he was leaving. He thought I was in Washington, D.C. to jump on Air Force One, but I was on the West Coast. And so he told me, just, you know, meet me in Alaska. And so I flew to Alaska, jumped on Air Force One, and went to China. I was there with 16, I think, other CEOs, and it represents quite a large collection of great companies, from consumer electronics, of course, to industrials and automotive, and all the way to financials and biotech, and so it was a large collection of industry that was represented, and the conversations were really welcomed. President Xi, Premier Li Qiang, were extremely welcoming, and they spoke about cooperation and a stable relationship, and that China would be an open market and even more wide open than before, encouraged investment, and then we were there to really represent the United States, support the president, and they had wonderful meetings. They were extremely cordial. The feelings were great, and the pomp and circumstance and all of the festivities were quite impressive. But that was it. That was basically it. I was there for a couple of days. We didn't sleep for a couple of days, and then when President Trump left to go back home, I went to Old Town Beijing to enjoy some nice meals.